League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come a kinfolk in a moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night.
Well, thanks, Frank, for that rejoiner. 713-780-3776. There are still some other stories that we've got to get to. But SMU Sun, speaking of, this
some
is...
other scores?
Stories that we have
oh,
to get
stories.
To.
Okay.
SMU Sonny was there at the golf tournament yesterday. I met him for the first time. Very nice.
Oh, good.
He's
Shout out for the hats.
Brought,
thank you, Sonny.
He brought you hats for your kids.
I'm going to see how that goes today. I'm going to give them to the kids and see how that goes with the wife.
Yeah.
No, although she's not really.
She don't care about SMU.
Yeah, she's not
really. Not like SMU's a threat to Texas.
No, she won't.
And, well, Eric, she still Eric Dickerson ain't there no more. I don't know if you heard.
She doesn't like losing her kids to another team, though. So she she didn't like it when Alec liked Oregon for a while.
Nothing against SMU, Sonny, but you ain't what you used to be, okay?
No offense. You know, what we say is we're not trying to be your favorite team. We just want to be your second favorite team, but I mean, we'll take, you know, fourth, fifth, or sixth. So we'll take what we can get. But we did have a blast in the tournament yesterday. I just wanted to say John is a true man of the people for sticking around and emceeing it and saying hey to everybody. So can't wait to do that next year. I saw that the Titans are wearing the Oilers throwbacks this week, so I think we should pump it up tomorrow. Regardless of record, throw them out. This is personal. And then the last thing, Lance, I saw that SMU had a highly rated PFF grade, and I didn't know like what factors into the Joe Moore Award. If y'all looked at those types of things, or is it just eye test?
I can tell you
and,
this.
Just curious to see what y'all thought.
I can tell you this. I fought for SMU in the semifinals. I thought SMU did a hell of a job. I reached out to their offensive line coach through direct message and just let him know. I thought he did a really good job. I fought for SMU to get into the semifinals, and I was overruled in the vote, so they didn't make it, but I think they deserve to be there. I thought they were more, you know, honestly, for me, I thought SMU was better than Texas, and Texas was one of the semifinalists. I thought SMU's offensive line did a really good job.
You got no stroke?
Really well coached.
You know, he's got no stroke here?
No, we're America. Okay. No, we are an actual democracy.
He fought for SMU, but he was overruled.
I know
who I don't want defending me in a murder trial?
I know.
Him?
You think the other guys spent as much time watching SMU as I did? Okay. No, that's my region.
Brittany Griner would still be
that's
there.
That's my region.
I know.
She would.
Trying to get her out.
She would if she were SMU's offensive line.
Okay.
I tried, but SMU should have been there to me. I thought they did a great job of blocking. They made the most of their ability. They scored a ton of points. Did you keep track? Have you been keeping track of SMU? Rhett Lashley's offense? But you guys suck at Miami because Rhett Lashley's the truth.
Jeez. Speaking of which, Tyler Van Dyke to Wisconsin. Go Badgers.
Well, he looks like a Wisconsin quarterback, and actually played like it last year, too.
So Rhett Lashley gets a head coaching job, and that's Miami's fault?
No. Was finally, he can show what he is offensively.
He did a good enough job in Miami. That's how he got the SMU job, besides his previous
connection
there.
All y'all did
there.
Was complain about him.
I
saw Hurricane fans complaining about Rhett Lashley.
They're fans. They complain about everything.
That's true. But SMU did a good job.
Cool. Yeah.
Their line blocked really well. They've got, you know, their offense is very creative. There's this guy I want for the Texans named Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky. He is basically a baby Debo. And I was thinking about it and like, oh, no, you've already got Tank. Who cares? They already had Deebo, and they drafted Brandon Ayuk, who does the same stuff. Who cares? Just get as many weapons as you can. I don't care. Just get C.J. Stroud even more weapons. More weapons, more weapons, more weapons. That's what I want.
Let's get Julian in here. Hey, Julian.
Good morning, gentlemen. So, you know, we're talking about the Cam Newton playmaking game manager thing. I think Brock is a playmaking game manager. I know that sounds dumb, but if you look at it, he has so many off-schedule plays. He really is a little bit more athletic than everybody thinks. He also, the 49ers players have often said, this guy is looking for the deep ball. Usually it's just check down, check down. But if you look at it, he's like ranked number 20th in yak this year. And everyone thinks that, you know, his players have the most yak in the league, when truly he's putting the ball where it's supposed to be for them to be able to get that yak. But I just think that Cam is looking at it from a – he was that dude that had to put everything on his shoulders, and he's looking at everyone else that they have all these playmakers. But you show me one Hall of Fame quarterback that didn't have playmakers, and I don't know. I don't know if that guy exists, but – You guys let me know what you think.
Yeah, I think the quarterback argument is so disingenuous because it just depends on what you like. Like, Cam's going to like guys who run, who create like that. He'll like Lamar, Josh Allen. He's going to like a certain type of quarterback. What he's not going to like are guys who win from the pocket. He's not going to like that as much. And you know what? Dak Prescott, did you see the game the other day when they were talking about it was Chris Collinsworth, right? Was it the –
Collinsworth.
I call him Collinsworth.
I know you do. Yeah,
it was. Wasn't that the game?
You call him Jerry Hunsinger.
No, I said Hunsinger.
Okay,
that was. Wasn't it his own owner who called him Hunsinger? No, it was somebody on the. Somebody used to call in.
Yeah, right.
Maybe Howard or somebody. Anyway, so Collinsworth was talking about the fact that Dak finally got it. That Dak said, "I finally understood on the drop back when you hit your back foot, it's one, two, throw." One, two, throw. And he talked about his footwork, and basically it got him into a rhythm of it really created a rhythm for him as a passer, being able to get to his progressions quicker, being able to get to his throws where he wasn't playing out of rhythm. He was playing in rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like golf, you know. You want a certain rhythm to your swing. Once you get in a rhythm, you're good. You don't want to get out of it. As a shooter, rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. It's the same thing as a quarterback. His drop, he said once he hit his back foot on the drop, it was one, two, throw. And he said once he figured that out, Collinsworth said he was like proselytizing at the meeting they had where he said, I figured it out. Like, the game is so much easier for me. And I started thinking about the games I've seen Dak Prescott, and I kept watching him after that to see how he played. And I realized, you know, he is going to be the MVP. Well, it's going to be him or Purdy. But Dak really is playing well because he is staying on time and managing games as a pocket passer. And he's not trying to do too much. And he's just saying, okay, there's my guy, there's my guy, there's my guy, there's my guy. C.J. Stroud, when he was at his best, is when he was doing that. And when he started trying to make too many plays out of structure is when he's kind of hung on to it too long, taking sacks, gotten out of rhythm. When he was at his best, he was in rhythm and beating people's ass with Tank and Nico. Bang, bang, mm-hmm. bang. It's when he started getting out of rhythm a little bit and started trying to do too much against Jacksonville where he's trying to play hero ball, and he got out of structure, and it's not gone well for him.
No.
Honestly.
No.
When he's in rhythm, you got a big problem with when he is in rhythm.
Yeah. Okay, so is CJ a game manager or a playmaker?
I think he's a game manager. But I do think there's a better way.
He makes plays, too.
I do think there's a better way to describe it.
How many times he's gone off schedule and made plays?
I just said that that's not like... I don't think he's a playmaker. I think what he is there's probably a level in between snap taker and playmaker. And snap taker being a more game manager, I think he's an elevated game manager. That's probably what he's game manager plus. And yeah, maybe that's what Brock Purdy is. That's what Tom Brady was. That's probably who C.J. Stroud was. There's more to it. I think there's different ways you can be a playmaker. It doesn't just have to involve being a running quarterback to make plays. Like, Peyton Manning fundamentally changed what an offense would be based on what you did defensively. He was out there doing battle against defensive coordinators. He wasn't doing battle against the defense. He was doing it against defensive coordinators. And he was making changes to the play. I remember one time, Johnny Harris showed me this one time, years ago at 1560, how he had Dallas Clark, and he split Dallas Clark out into the slot because the Texans had a small nickel on him, like one of our PDs was on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically ran a running play off of that. He audibled to a running play because he knew that Dallas Clark would beat up on the small coverage. And he made the Texans change how they covered Dallas Clark, because if they went small, if they went cornerback on Dallas Clark, Peyton was going to run at them. Yep. He was going to run directly at that. And so the defense figured it out and said, okay, we got to go linebacker. Okay.
No,
that's
not
exactly
we'll
what I wanted.
That's right. All right, we're going to break it here. 713-780-3776. The guys from HRMP were out there yesterday, Mike Holly and Chris Fisher and Kevin Robler and the guys, and they're just awesome. I really love what they do, and you're going to love what they do for your business as well. There are so many people that we are associated with here that HRMP helps. I mean, you can call up there and get a list of references and call the different businesses. You can call the Chad Clays or the Chuck Watsons or the Marcus Piavlas or all of the guys. I mean, Ricky over at General Ben, all of the guys. They're fantastic. They love what HRMP does for them. You will love what HRMP does for you. You will love that you don't have to take care of that HR anymore. You will love that you don't have to take care of their payroll, that they'll take care of your taxes. They'll take care of your Affordable Care Act. They're going to make sure that you're compliant. They're going to make sure that you're doing everything great. And then they have all kinds of different benefits packages that you get to choose from, which is best for your business. The other admin companies are forcing their benefits packages on you. That's the dirty little secret in this business. That's where they're making all kinds of money. That's where you're getting screwed. Let HRMP come to your business, evaluate your business, and they will change it for you. They will show you how much they can save you. They do it all the time. Let them show you what they can do for your business. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Who?
Jack Burton. Me.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
Harry Douglas dancing on that show is probably my favorite thing ever.
So money.
He's a great dancer, by the way. Great dancer.
Really is.
713-780-3776. There's some stuff that we have not gotten to. Well, first we mentioned Draymond's an indefinite suspension. For those of you who haven't heard, it could be a while. He has got to meet some standards. He has got to go through some stuff to be able to get back on the court. We'll see if that happens. Tyler Van Dyke from Wisconsin.
I hope he gets help and then retires.
Well, I don't care if he retires or plays. I don't. He does. Who cares? Riley Leonard headed to Notre Dame. That'll be interesting.
So, are they ever going to get their own quarterback?
No, they're going to get a new one every year.
No, they're going to get a quarterback from a mid-tier ACC school that resides in North Carolina.
First,
Sam, now Riley.
Yeah.
Sam Hartman, unimpressive this year. Now you get Riley Leonard, who is, I think, a better player than Sam Sam Walton.
Hartman.
No, I'm joking.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Arkansas guy. You know him as Walmart. I know him as Arkansas, big donor. I don't think that's sustainable, but maybe it is. To me, you can't just keep... That's a failure in recruiting. Once you get into that, remember when it used to be JUCO, where Kansas State was a JUCO team, heavy JUCO team? And it used to be, once you got into the JUCOs, you had to be careful, because if you weren't building your team through recruiting, you had these short-term two-year guys in JUCO, and you were always in a quick-fix mode. You never had, you know, you didn't have the kind of depth and sustainable four-year guys. It used to be. Now with Portal, I think it's Portal's obviously the new junior college. And so I don't know, with Portal now, I think it's really, man, it really gives coaches a chance to improve quickly. But I think one of the damaging things is, if you are constantly in a battle for Portal now, it's so expensive to be in the Portal for the good players. Not for the average players, it's not. But for good players, it's so expensive that you could get yourself, you still need a recruit. Like, if go too heavy into Portal, then you're not feeling you're bridging a gap. You're doing 1 year guys in a lot of cases. You're not really fixing
things.
Well,
there's a lot of young players that are still in there that have two, three years left.
Yeah, and those guys are the ones who are unhappy.
Especially those are the ones that are unhappy. I'm a freshman or a sophomore. I've redshirted because I haven't stepped on the field.
Yeah, they're not experienced.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not proven.
That's what a high school kid is. I mean, and younger.
Right.
And younger.
Right. But you have more time.
Hey, listen, did you read the article? I was just reading it about that was Dana's, that was the last straw. The straw that broke the camel's back was that Dana's recruiting. During his radio show, he was talking about, yeah, listen, that ship, that high school ship has sailed. We're 101st recruiting, but we're going to go portal. And Renew was like, that's it. Tillman said it was about the finish to the season. He was sick of the University of Houston people banging on him about Dana. He didn't win any of those last three games that he had to win. Just win one of those, and, a 5-7 season would have been much more palatable. But he didn't win in any of them. So you got to win. There's no question
about
that.
And the recruiting thing is you cannot just be a full-time portal team.
No.
It's just not sustainable.
Well, and you know what, though? I mean, Sonny Dykes got to the national championship game with it. And it was basically a portal team. And he put it all together.
Johnson wasn't portal.
No, but they had a bunch of him. Sonny just walked in and got a bunch of guys.
Well, yeah,
but
Max Dugan, their very best players weren't portal guys.
Well, Max Dugan wasn't even a starter.
Right? Well, I know, but he was already. But the guy who was a starter, was he a portal guy?
I don't remember.
Was it Chad Morris's son?
No, he picked up 20.
But I mean, their very best, their two wide receivers were not portal guys, both drafted. Their starting left tackle wasn't a portal guy.
They filled in the gaps, particularly on defense, with portal guys.
Yeah, that's what you do. Well, you don't build a team out of portal. You fill in
your
gaps.
Well, but the majority of the guys on the field were portal guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of their contributors were portal guys.
For Sonny Dykes?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if
so Sonny was there last night at the touchdown club deal. So was Sark. Sark was there. He's got this 6'5 quarterback, Trey Owens, that's going
there. Why don't
you
get him on our show?
I talked to Willie Fritz, though. Willie Fritz is open to coming on every week with us here. I told him that, we had Dana on and we'd love to have him on. He was like, he was excited about that. And Laney is in Auburn with his daughter, Laney. Mm-hmm. I asked him.
She used to be on Channel 2?
She is. She used to be on Channel 2, and she's in Auburn. She's I think she's engaged to an Auburn assistant coach.
Okay.
And I said, what didn't she learn anything about that coaching profession? She's gonna marry it now.
That's what she knows.
Like, yeah, I tried, but she's very happy, so that's nice.
Good
for those of you who remember Lainey Fritz. She was here on Channel 2 a while ago now. We're getting old, bro. It's been a while.
She was there, and then Vanessa Richardson immediately took her place.
I don't think immediately. I think it was a little while after.
Well, it was pretty quick because Lainey was here. I got a picture with her from 2018.
Oh, really?
Or maybe it's 19. Maybe it's 18. And then the first time I saw Vanessa Richardson was in 20 after she was interviewing Jeff Leno.
Yeah.
She was one of that Jeff Leno. Wow, she's really shot up in a short amount of time.
I mean, that Leno interview just shot her right into
the business. I didn't even know who she was.
Yeah, me either.
And then before you know, she's got a show with Paul Gallant.
Yeah.
And then now she's Rocket sideline and Astros, but she's Rocket sideline and doing a great job. I think really highly of. I like Vanessa. Vanessa works hard. She's good at her job. I'm a fan. And she's cool.
Yeah,
like Vanessa's
very cool.
Yeah, she's sharp.
So speaking of Astros sideline, the Chronicle has a new Astros reporter, Leah Van. Leah Van is the new. She works for the Chronicle now.
Lifestyle. It's a lifestyle sports.
Is that it?
It's something like life on their lifestyle section covering sports. So, and the sports has turned into lifestyle stuff, so it makes some sense. You're covering Lance McCullers Maven Coffee or maybe it's I don't know what it'd be, clothing.
Well, Leah has,
she's a baseball fan. Now, what I do know for a fact is she's a baseball fan.
Yeah, she's not a baseball fan of the Astros. She, because I've got a picture of her in her Rangers gear, at Minute Maid Park.
Okay, she's from Dallas. She's a Rangers
in the 2023 ALCS.
Okay, that's fine.
She's loaded up on Rangers gear.
What's wrong with that? She's from Dallas.
Well, there's something fine, wrong with that because she's got some receipts on
oh, there's
X
people
too.
Who have receipts and screenshots of things she said about the Astros, you say?
Yeah. Corey Mose said this to her. It's time for people to stop hating on Altuve and just appreciate his greatness. Leah Van said, no. And then Mama Longhorn said, Leah, that's beneath you. And Leah said, I don't need to respect cheaters.
Now, once they got that one, apparently Leah went on a deleting spree of any other posts wisely. I think there may have been another one saved. Like, that's understandable. Well, honestly, if you're a fan of the Rangers.
Yeah, but this, I mean, this is just this year in the ALCS. She's at Minute Maid Park wearing all her Texas Rangers gear.
Well, she wasn't working for the Chronicle then. Well, she was just hired.
I understand that, but
why wouldn't she be cheering for her team in a ALCS? I don't have a problem with it. And she was living, I think, in New Orleans or Baton Rouge at the time, and she was, or maybe Dallas. She wasn't here.
Is that the best? Especially the one with should you have done a little bit more digging on her and see if there's any receipts?
No, she's qualified. Astros receipts? We let a White Sox fan into our midst. You.
I wasn't a White Sox fan when I was here. I've never been a White Sox fan.
You grew up a White Sox fan?
I grew up a White Sox fan. But
I don't care about the digging on stuff. What I would have said was, hey, we think your work is great. Do you have anything on social media? Our readers are going to be a little bit passionate about the
Astros. Astros Twitter?
You might want to go through it. This is what I would have said. You might want to go through and delete anything. If you have anything negative about the Astros, before we announce you or before you announce it, I would make sure that you... Unless you're okay with leaving it up, I would probably get rid of it. I would have told her that. I mean, she does a good job. I don't care about that. And there is some Schadenfreude in me that likes to watch her squirm. I'm not beneath that. I'm self-aware enough that I can tell you. I'm not going to be a fake. There's some of it that I'm like. And so I was like, let's just see how this
twitch,
goes. But, you didn't need to call her some of the names you guys called her. There was some ugly comments. Jim Jeffries' favorite words didn't need a pop up in that. Yeah, like she's a Rangers fan who thought the Astros were cheaters. Oh, that's something different. Every fan of every baseball team calls the Astros cheaters.
Yeah, but now you
so we can only hire people who are Astros fans?
No. But I mean, this is really recent. First of all, secondly,
well, yeah,
have some stuff, and now she has to. It's going to make her job that much tougher.
Well, because she was
this
found
is
out.
Revealed, yeah,
she was found out.
Found out. She actually did it. So I mean, it's like,
well, she said she didn't have to respect Altuve. He's a cheater. I've already heard that.
And now she's
got
to try to get close to the players to get these inside stories.
Well, the problem
and
is
these
she
lifestyle this, stories.
This is the problem with social media. It lives forever. And so little things like that can hurt you. You know how many people get busted saying stuff about, their new employers or whatever? This kind of thing happens a lot. But we've seen it with athletes who have dogged LeBron James, because LeBron's been around so long, who've dogged him, and then they go play for him. This you, bro? Yeah. This you? People have scoured, they don't scour. They go directly to the search and search your name and LeBron James. Let me see if he said something bad. And as soon as this girl was hired, I guarantee you people said that and Astros.
Even
that,
but
cheater,
during the
that
interview process, when she is interviewing with the Houston Chronicle to cover the Houston Astros and get inside information, not inside information, but to do lifestyle stories about them and get close to them, she has this on her resume.
Well, she
it's on your resume.
What
now.
Is on your resume?
Your tweets about the Astros.
Well, that's why you should ask, hey, is there anything that you
That's
need to
I
get
said,
rid of
Chronicle,
in social media?
The Chronicle should have done.
Yeah, but not that
a
she's a Rangers
job.
Fan. I don't care about that.
No, I mean, a Rangers fan is fine.
If she does a good job, she does a good job.
Yeah. I mean, as early as you're taking off your Rangers gear when you're at the ALCS with the Astros and going right into their locker room to try to get close
to them. I did.
Well, maybe
I did a radio show with
maybe
the host.
Maybe she's a Rangers spy,
No, I
Lance.
Did a radio show with the host who wore Yankees stuff, who went to a Yankees game and was wearing Yankees and took pictures of himself in Yankees gear while we were doing shows about the Astros. That's way worse.
Yeah, right.
That's way worse. She's an actual Rangers fan who took a picture at our stadium in her because she could drive down and see the game. I don't begrudge her for that. But if you're going to say Jose Altuve was a cheater, you might want to wipe your social media clean after you're announced to somebody.
Or
now,
before. while you're interviewing
now,
for the job, you might want to.
Yeah, you know what, actually?
Yes.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. If you got any thoughts on that or anything else. By the way, there was another media story.
Unless you're a real one and you want to keep it up.
Another media story. Al Michaels won't be doing the playoffs for NBC, which is probably a good thing. He's been bored lately. Time to talk about
Houston. Lately?
Yeah. I mean,
Thursday night football has literally ended his life.
Time to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. Robin was out there yesterday. How awesome was she? She had all of these prizes for everybody. She had a spin the wheel out there, Houston Powder Coaters. And then she had, and right next to her, she had the Houston Astros chair, which is pretty cool. If you have outdoor furniture and you want to make it your, and it didn't have the Astros logo on it, it was the Astros colors, right? You want to make your chair the Texans colors or the Rockets colors or the Astros colors or U of H colors or whatever school, maroon, burnt orange. They do it all. How about that? You've got patio furniture. Ding, ding, ding. I got an idea. I want my patio furniture to represent my team. LSU, purple and gold. And Houston Powder Coaters can do this and make it look perfect. They're awesome at stuff like this. What do you want your stuff to do? What do you want it to represent? Or do you just need it fixed? Is your patio furniture just looking all shrunk? The straps, the slings, all of the stuff, it's starting to rust. Houston Powder Coaters can save it. They can fix it. Send Robin a picture. She is awesome. Love Robin, and you're going to love Robin too. You send them a picture. Send her a picture, and she'll tell you whether or not she can save it. She'll tell you what they can do for it, and they'll pick it up and they'll deliver it absolutely free. Houston Powder Coaters is the best. You will love dealing with Houston Powder Coaters. Go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com. That's HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, should it break? Is there a bidet repairman on site?
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lance and John. Scratch that. Reverse it.
SMU Sonny called up here and lied about how great John was at Wildcat yesterday. Well, we're going to be out and about tomorrow as well. We're hitting the road again. We'll be broadcasting live from Kobos all day, celebrating their two-year anniversary, and Kobos winning Culture Maps Award for being Houston's ultimate sports bar. Get some great food, drinks, and hang out with your favorite station all day on Friday, tomorrow at Kobos.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Food's great. It's always a lot of fun. Yep. A lot of listeners get out there. Dre Day is going to be there, I'm sure. Dustin. You guys should come out there, have a drink with us, or have a coffee or a water or food, whatever it is. Come on out and see us and say hello. I'm trying to get a bunch of stuff done so I can hang out for a little bit, but this is a pretty busy time. I'm looking, this guy Chop Robinson from Penn State. His numbers are almost the same as Micah Parsons inside the program. The Micah Parsons thing has changed. Like, I want Micah Parsons player. I want a field full of Micah Parsons.
In the locker room, too?
Yeah, that locker room presence is...
Well, what's happened at Dallas? Have y'all seen something at Dallas? I don't know about?
I don't know about Dallas.
You mean when he was immature? He's matured now.
That's what you'd call
immature?
Maybe
he's matured now. He's got his own podcast.
Would you call that immature?
Yeah, he's got his own podcast. He's got a video game.
You know how many people have podcasts?
Yeah, so he's good now? Okay, you're fine.
He's got podcasts. He's an all-pro. He's defensive player of the year. Will be. So, yeah.
You know what he's never going to win?
What?
Penn State Man of the Year.
Is he going to win the Walter Payton Award? He might.
Have they ever nominated him? Have the Cowboys ever nominated him for that award?
Probably not. John Weeks won it this year.
Well, he's the Texans nominee.
Yeah.
Well, to me, that's a dub.
He hasn't won it yet.
No, it's not a dub. It's he's a finalist, but he's the team's representative. That doesn't mean he won it.
How do you not? John Weeks has played forever. How do you not give it to John Weeks?
Because there may be.
Has he ever been arrested? No. Has he done turkey drops? I'm sure he's done turkey drops. Has he done children's charities for Christmas? Obviously. You can't be on the team that long and not do charitable giving.
Should a long snapper even be eligible?
Yes.
Who's better?
Why
who's
can't
a better
you be a
person
great
than
person?
A long snapper?
You gotta be.
Name one long snapper that you've read something about where that guy went to jail for doing.
There's got to be a balance. You got to be a really good player plus a great person.
You mean a
16-year
starter?
Oh, you mean a perfect and never, ever, ever made a mistake?
You mean never had a never made a mistake whatever. In life, you not see, just snap game, life game.
I seen him run down the field. He ain't that. He ain't so great.
He's the greatest snapper in NFL history.
He's the greatest snapper in Texans history.
In NFL history.
Well, I'm going to say Texans history.
NFL.
On the safe side.
No. If you've never, ever, ever, ever made a mistake, not once.
No one's going to get excited if John Weeks wins Man
Let
of the
Year.
Let
me just ask this.
You got to get someone who people get excited
I'll
about.
I'll just do it real simple. John, have you ever made a mistake in your life?
No. Well, maybe, yeah.
Dale, have you ever made a mistake in your life?
Yes.
Have you ever made a mistake in your job?
He didn't let me finish.
No.
Have you ever made a mistake in your job?
He didn't let me answer.
Hold on. I want to change it. Have you made a mistake in your job?
Yes, I have. I'm going to be big
you'll
enough.
Admit
one
it.
Time I admit
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Dell, did you ever make a mistake in your job?
Yeah. When someone called me and asked me if I wanted to do this again.
That's not what we're talking about. Did you make
yeah,
not
no,
a
he
personal
makes mistakes
choice,
all the time. He goes to
not
the
a
wrong
personal
tape.
Choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
The wrong
yeah.
what?
He done that.
Yes.
The wrong tape?
Yeah. The
yes.
wrong
you
video
played
or
the
whatever.
Wrong tape.
Yeah,
you made lots of mistakes.
How many times have you coughed into the microphone?
Never.
He just said he's being. I know I've made mistakes. I call people by different names. Now that's just me doing it on purpose, just as a laugh. But I'll count it as a mistake. That's fine.
You should alert people you're making that mistake on purpose because people, okay. A lot of people think you're just screwing up.
Well, many times I have brain fog. Okay, has John Weeks ever made a mistake at his job, John?
Never.
He's never missed a tackle.
Never missed a tackle.
That's not his job requirement.
I haven't seen him
miss a
tackle.
His job
down
requirement
there,
is to get the ball into the hands of holders and punters.
I just wish we get
tackling is gravy.
We need another guy. We need a guy who gets people excited to win Man of the Year. Didn't J.J. Watt win Man of the Year once? That
yeah,
gets
did.
People
he
excited.
Is.
Who they couldn't have found a better player?
I would say 16-year starter.
Better player?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a more perfect player in the
who's
league?
The long,
stop.
I'm guessing he's the longest tenured starter in an NFL right now, right?
For one team?
No, for the league. Who's the active leader for longest?
Is he called a starter?
Yes, he's a starting long snapper.
Well, that's not really a starter.
Who's the longest tenured player?
Player. 14 years on one team.
Is it 14 or 16? Feels like he's been longer than 14.
Look how great he is. You can't remember how long he's been around.
Because it's been forever.
Yeah, it's so long you can't remember all that.
I thought it was like 2022. I thought he's been here over 20 years, but it's either maybe it's 14, but it feels more like 16.
John Weeks' stats. He got,
this is going to look good.
He doesn't really have any. There's no stats for him. Stats. Okay, here we go. He has been here since... Oh, this is game. Let's see. Career. John Weeks has been here since...
2010.
First year, 2010.
That's it?
14 years.
Okay.
And he's made one Pro Bowl. He ain't that great. You've been 14 years in the league and
only
made one Pro Bowl?
Into the
that's
Pro Bowl.
Because it's so biased. It's
I know.
It's
that's
political. Political.
John Weeks?
No, it's
no, it's
political.
Just you keep doing the
political.
Same guy over and over.
Yeah.
Joe Cardona. Oh, he's a patriot, and he was in a naval academy or army academy.
Are you talking
wow.
about our
so he
service
saved people's
members?
Lives.
Are you talking voting
negatively
for Joe Cardona?
About
Joe Cardona.
Our service members?
Yeah. That's why. How are you going to make it when Joe Cardona?
Joe Cardona,
oh,
he's
hero,
a patriot.
Bro.
Let's just do Joe Cardona. You didn't take a second to learn about John Weeks and the philanthropy. You don't get to be Man of the Year finalist unless you have great philanthropy.
He made John Weeks made the Pro Bowl in Joe Cardona's rookie year, and Joe Cardona has never made a Pro Bowl, so that throws
but they
that.
They split votes.
Stop it! Stop it! That
that's the whole thing. And they
your
let the other
dumb
guy win
theory
all the time.
Out the
no,
window. He's never made
the. You didn't even know he didn't win.
No,
he's never
split
been
the
Pro
Bowl.
Oh, Joe Cardona! He never
I know,
made a Pro
they
Bowl.
Say that, and they split the votes between Cardona, and then all of a sudden, boom! The third guy comes
knows
up all the time.
Knows something before you go throwing out there.
You know the internet exists.
Well,
I
knew
look
the name
stuff
Joe
up.
Cardona. That's
yeah, but
something
you didn't know. He never made a Pro Bowl.
And hey. Now Cardona and Cardona's getting screwed too. If you want me to tell you the truth,
oh, okay,
okay, yeah. Well,
don't ask me.
Well,
by
I
who.
Guess the league doesn't
don't
care about heroes. Okay,
I'm glad you guys have flipped this in a matter of 30 seconds.
Is there such a thing?
It
as
used
a
to be the league care too much about the heroes, and now they don't care
snapper?
At all. What
is there an All Pro long snapper? Do they make an
no,
All Pro
don't.
Long snapper?
They probably do.
Special teams guys make it, right?
First yeah, team. John Weeks has never won an All Pro award,
but he went to the Pro
I don't
Bowl.
Think there's no, they don't do
one Pro Bowl.
Big team, like I said, this is such. They don't. No one actually. I watch tape on long snappers. Nobody else does.
You guys, I just, like I pointed out, John Weeks isn't a good enough player for this, and the evidence says so. One Pro Bowl in how many years? That's terrible.
Okay, how many Manager of the Years did Bobby Cox win? And that guy was great. He won a ton of games.
What? You want me to look this up? Are you sure about this?
For the Braves.
Do you want me to look it up and see how many
championships did Karl Malone win?
I hope you
How many championships did Charles Barkley win? Are they one of the greats?
Yeah. He set you up and he failed you.
Time to talk about Mark Klein. I'm going with him. Mark Klein.
Hold on. Four Manager of the Year awards for Bobby Cox.
Big deal. Anyway, not like later in his career.
Throwing in anyway.
Big deal. Anyway.
Big deal. You're filthy and dirty. Is what you are.
Killing me today. I mean, if I would go unchecked, if I didn't have somebody over there Googling this stuff.
Facts.
Actually, Joe Cardona never made a Pro Bowl. Oh. I could have had people believing he's made five.
Time to talk about Mark Klein. I know he should make the Pro Bowl for jewelers. I'm telling you here and now, if you're looking for the best way to get into that jewelry and into that diamond, and it doesn't have to be diamonds, but here's the deal. There's the diamonds right now. This is the best time ever to buy diamonds. You're looking for the best way to get those diamonds. It's Mark Klein. The lab-grown diamonds are literally a fraction of the cost, and they're the same thing. Weight, color, clarity, it's all the same. It's not mined, it's lab-grown, but it's perfect. You're looking for the best way to get this. And I got my wife, for her birthday, diamond earrings, and it was so inexpensive. And she was like, oh, you got me diamonds. I love that. Yes, I got you diamonds. Yes. And look what a great guy I am. Well, this holiday season, you can do that as well. You can call Mark, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388. Or you can text him. You can send him a picture. You could go online and see for yourself. But he'll make that jewelry for you, and next Friday, you can go pick it up. You got 8 days for him to make it now, and you can pick it up when we're there for the Christmas party on the 22nd, and it'll all be done, and it'll be done perfectly. Even if it's like some name brand, he can make it almost identical or identical, he can do that right now at Klein. So if you're looking for the best way to get her that jewelry, Klein'sJewelry.com, it's on Westheimer and Fountain View. That's where we're going to have the Christmas party. Or Woodway in Augusta. Or, again, call them, 832-316-1388.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter-patter.
Well, pitter-patter, let's get at her.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. This is a pretty good – this actually, if the Astros can hire a broadcaster who hit a home run – by the way, Jeff Blum was at our golf tournament yesterday.
Must have been playing on a team.
Yes. Yeah, the answer to that is yes.
Yeah, not because I don't know that he's a listener.
You don't know that.
He didn't say, man, I need to sign up for this tournament.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Because quite certain.
Probably. But if the Astros can hire a broadcaster who hit a home run that beat them in the World Series, I think the Chronicle can hire a writer that hated Altuve. You know what? He put on the other jersey. He competed as hard as he possibly could.
He was also an Astro.
He was an Astro, too, though. Yeah. And Leah has never been an Astro.
No one's hiring. Everybody who gets hired for any color commentator job everywhere, especially college, they usually have – Lionel Hollins is actually one of the few guys who doesn't have
team affiliation. Yeah, he doesn't have any ties to the Rockets.
That's one of the few times that's ever happened that I can remember. Because almost everywhere where we find out who the former player is, who's an announcer for a team.
Yeah.
They almost always play for
the team. It was a strange hire for the Rockets. It was a strange hire. But he's good. He's fine.
No, he's gotten a lot better. Yeah. I think he's gotten a lot better over. He does say barbecue chicken a lot, but he has gotten a lot better. I like Craig. I like watching the broadcast. Vanessa does great. Rockets won last night. Rockets opened up a 19-point lead, looked like they were going to cruise, and then lost that lead in the third quarter.
They were terrible
in the third quarter. But you know what they do now, John, is they close games out in the fourth quarter, especially at home. And they got control of the game in the fourth quarter. They expanded the lead, and then they maintained that cushion throughout the game. It was a huge game for Tari Eason. Tari Eason, 25 and 14. 25 points, 14 rebounds in just 27 minutes of play. One of the most efficient games we've seen all year long from any Houston Rocket. And so, for once, it's not Şengün. It was not It was not Shingun. It was not Fred VanVleet. It was Jabari Smith, 20-10, and Tari Eason, 25-14. What a game for those two guys. And the Rockets, longer athletic players, have such an impact on second shots and getting hands on loose balls. But what I love about Tari Eason is he's got some junk man mentality. And this is actually a compliment. He can go get, like, he's a free-flowing athlete. He'll just go keep balls alive. He'll get to loose balls. He gets to 50-50 balls. He will get to the offensive boards. He did it twice with putbacks. And he's such an important cog to this team. I would put him up there with Jabari Smith in terms of importance to this team. Tari Eason off the bench is super important for this team. I mean, that is, to me, the sixth man right now.
He's sixth man. There's no question.
And Aaron Gordon had a really good game yesterday, too. He's been a very good surprise. You know, there have been some things that I think that Rafael Stone has missed on
Aaron
some things.
Holiday.
I said Aaron Gordon. Yeah. Aaron Holiday. Yeah, I wish we had Aaron Gordon, if I'm being honest.
I like Aaron Holiday.
He's fine.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Aaron Gordon if they want to switch. But I'm just kidding, guys. I was just doing the name thing again where I do that little thing I did. But I think Rafael Stone is kind of maybe learning on the move, too. I remember having a conversation one time with him, and he kind of intimated that I was talking about how NFL teams, you know, value culture. And I thought that's where he'd be going with the team. And he kind of said, I think that's a little overrated. And I think maybe he's learning some things, because you got to remember, he was under Daryl Morey forever. Daryl Morey was a big believer in individual numbers for players, that the data is the data. But there's emotional and chemistry stuff that numbers guys don't believe in that are real. They just they miss on that because they're not human people. They're machines and monsters, the data people, except for me.
It's
I'm a numbers
so
guy.
Underrated. I mean, you don't think that Rafael Stone now has changed his tune?
I wonder that. I wonder if he's learning on the job, too. Because he was a brand new GM, so maybe Rafael has learned on the job and says, you know what? Boy, I really recognize this. Because I do think some of the personnel stuff he's done. Look, do I think he loved KPJ way too much? Way too much. Do I think he was down do I think he was down on Shingun too much? Way too much. However, I also think that you can learn. And he had never been in a GM position. He had only known the Daryl Morey way, which is a very cold, calculating way. I think that now, I'll put it this way, he's not fit to be a GM if he hasn't learned from what has happened this year. No James, you bring in veterans. But those were his moves too, right? And so I want to give him credit. The moves he has made, the drafting of Shingun, the drafting of Jabari Smith and Tari Eason that year. Not that there was – Jabari had to be your pick. I mean, unless it was Jaden Ivey. But it was Jabari was going to be the pick. But Tari Eason, Shingun, these two are classic – you know, these are Rafael Stone pickups.
Mm-hmm.
Adding Aaron Holiday. That's Rafael Stone has done that. Lundell, whatever. I don't – you know, he's not a very good player to me. But I think he's done a really nice job of doing maybe what was asked of him to
Lundell do. Lundell was a result of Brooks Lopez not coming.
Yeah, but
which Brooke, actually but has Brooke turned
was,
out to be.
But Brooke was being brought in to maybe put the other guy on the bench.
That's
the
right. Brooke Lopez, the best
the
thing that happened
who should
was.
Be an all-star.
Yeah, the best thing that happened was Brooke Lopez not coming.
Yeah, so, but I do think Rafael Stone has done a nice job in some ways. And in other ways, I think he is still in a learning process of what it takes to build a team outside of the Morey way of get the best player and let the best player dominate the efficiency numbers. And because this is different. And I like, frankly, this is actually more fun to watch. What Udoka's doing is more fun to watch than the explosive James Harden metrics and all that. That was great. The Rockets won a lot, and that's what it's about. But it's more pleasant to watch this. Guys all hustling, guys being involved, moving without the ball, less bad shots being taken, less late in the shot clock shots being taken where you have to force it up. I like this better, and it's fun to watch them win. This is now 11 in a row at home. They are one of the best home teams in the league, and they're one of the worst road teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got a one-game win streak on the road. So recent history shows that they're actually trending in a very successful direction on the road after that, you know, one game.
After one game, I think you're right. They're trending in a very wonderful direction after that one game. All right, time to talk about my bookie right now. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we're going to have a special guest in studio coming your way in just a little bit. But right now, we're talking about mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. It is the place to bet, win, and get paid. You're looking for the best way to have some fun watching these games this weekend, having some fun watching all the college bowl games, having some fun watching NBA games. Hey, if you bet on your team just to win these last 11 games at home, then you're getting paid, okay? The Rockets have been money. If you bet on every game at home and you bet on against them on every game on the road, you would be a rich person right now. Have you been able to do that? Well, you don't have a book. Well, I got a book for you. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Easiest way to navigate. So easy, so fun. Cash bonus as soon as you check in. Cash bonuses throughout the year in which they give you free bets. It's crazy. It's crazy what they do. It's so easy to navigate. It's a wonderful site. If you've never been on a sports book website before, this one is simple. You will love MyBookie. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. You like to play parlays? Well, you win the first two or three, and all of a sudden you're gripping about the last one. Well, you can get out early. You can take a payout early on your parlay. This is not happening elsewhere. It's happening at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You're looking for the best way to win and get paid. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call pound 250 and say keyword care. That's care to pound 250.